sort of vulgar, but I couldn't find the cup. Yeah, so we're towards the end of Tosfos V'Halakhusos. And Tamar. So Tosfos asks, V'Amayle Tani Nami Almanu L'Kayin Godel Gusha V'Chalus L'Kayin Hedit. Why doesn't it say that in the Mishnah? Oh, that's also something that she's also not a isha haruyah like kointer of Shimon of Manasseh. That's mufurish in the Gemara later. Kointer of Shimon of Manasseh. The Mishnah is lapuke. We saw yesterday. The Mishnah is lapuke from Shimon of Manasseh and Shimon of Timni. Lapuke mehaytana. That's the Tosfos said before. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So one of the cases of isha shein haruyah, which who according to Shimon ben Manasseh will not have knas, is amana l'kayin gadol gusha v'chalutz l'kayin hedid. She's not an isha haruyah. So the Mishnah should say that chiddush that she has knas lapukif from Hashem b'Menasya. So the answer is v'yeshloim the psul kuna like Amari. The Mishnah is not talking about psulei kula. The Mishnah is not talking about psulei kuna. That's just the way it is. The Mishnah is not talking about psulei kuna. V'hadu leitani mitzvah v'adaimi. Why about mitzvah? That's not psul kuna, and that's not a isha haru yolei. So let us say mitzvah v'adaimi. Chayit does it means mitzvahs v'daimis, not mitzvah v'daimi. No, we're talking about Eilun Maris. But I don't know, so I can wonder, that's an interesting shayla. What would be a mitzvah v'daimi? In other words, if a mitzvah v'daimi was ma'anis a woman, coin of Shimon Manasseh, that you need Isha Ruyula. And this portion of the word, mitzvah v'daimi, coin of Shimon Manasseh, so he's ma'anis a mitzvah v'daimi. So she's not, that's a shayling word, because Chayit v'yaseh. Tosfos is assuming now, like standing there, that Chayav Yaseh also is not a Isha Ruyula. Fine, so that's Mufurish Nigmar. A guy's Ma'anis and Mitzvah Svedaimis. That's Lashon Gemara, Mitzvah Svedaimis. It doesn't say Mitzvah Svedaimis, not Tosfos' fault. The Lashon Gemara is Mitzvah Svedaimis, at least the word. But the Gemara, the Gemara means Mitzvah Svedaimis. But I'm wondering, Taka, what would be if it was, forget it, it was a Mitzvah Svedaimis? A Mitzvah Svedaimis was Ma'anis, a regular Bas Yisrael. So she's also not a Isha Ruyula. So, according to Shimon ben Asi, does she not have knas? Or maybe not. Maybe it's only when it's a chisaron in her, not when it's a chisaron in him. So, I was thinking it might depend. You know, we talked about the a while back the din of isha ruyuler of Shimon ben Asi's halacha of isha ruyuler is what's the pshat in that halacha? Is the pshat that you know that Rav Shimon ben Asi holds? That the chi of knas is totally in the mitzvah, in the key of my mitzvah of loisi elisha. So if he can't be mekayim the mitzvah of loisi elisha because you're not really loy, then there's no chi of knas either because it's a package deal. The knas goes together with the key of my mitzvah. Or is it just exeris hakosuf that a woman who's not a isha really is not a bas knas? Remember what we were titled in this chakira? Asking Tosfos about what? Not shmias. What? Maybe shmias in a very difficult way, but a pashut clear. What? I'm on a budel kengadol, tulel kengadol, budel esatzmer. A kengadol was ma'anis subsula. So on the one hand, she's isha ruyula. Shas the einus, she was 100% isha ruyula. She's subsula. On the other hand, he can't be makayim v'leisi elisha because after he's ma'anis, she's going to be a budel. It's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that's called the isha ruyula. Shas the bi, she's isha ruyula. Who cares about afterwards? Shas the chi of knas. B'shas the mechayev of knas, which is the b'shas the bias. She was a psula. She was isha ruyula. And Tosfos says in the name of Rebbeinu Chananel, Shaila had to learn the Gemara within Davlamin. In Davlamin, Tosfos says b'shem Rebbeinu Chananel, she's not isha ruyula because he can't be mechayev. Lo yisil isha because by then she's going to be a b'ula. So chor, that's what it's told you that Rashi holds isha ruyula is exeris hakosuf. She has to. It's just exeris hakosuf. In order to have knas, she has to be isha ruyula. And according to Rebbeinu Chananel, isha ruyula means he has to be able to be mechayev the mitzvah of lo yisil isha. So according to Rebbeinu Chananel, I think there's no shaila. What's the difference if he's a mitzvah v'daimi, she's a mitzvah v'daimis? Either way, this is not a woman with whom he could be mekayim the mitzvah of v'leisi elisha. So there's no knas because it goes together. Sheikin, according to Rashi, yesh lodin. According to Rashi, it's exeris hakosuf that she has to be a isha ruyuloi, and a woman who's not a isha ruyuloi is not a bas knas. So yesh lodin, maybe that's only where she's not, where the chesaron is in her. a woman who's psula, she's an isha psula, in that she's not an isha uyuloi, she's not a basknas. But where the psula is not in her, so even though Lamaisi can't marry her because he has a problem, but there's no chisoid in her, maybe she's a basknas. Or maybe not, maybe it doesn't matter, as long as the bia was not a bia of isha of uyuloi, so maybe that still goes into this xeris kosel. I have no achra one way or another. I'll leave it to Emes. When the Gemara says Mitzri Vedoimi, it probably means Mitzris. When it says Mitzri Vedoimi, the Emes says it probably means Mitzris Vedoimi. But Akoponim, I thought that it's an interesting suffix. What would Hakka be done by Mitzri Vedoimi? I don't have a Hakra, meanwhile, about this. At least I'll leave it to Rashi. I don't have a Hakra in the Shaila.
Like, in general, Psulikah, Mamzer, and all the Psulikah, is the Isser also on the Pasuk?
I'm not thinking down who's the Isser, but who's the Kisar? Who has the lack of being roy? In whom is the chisaron? Avada the chisaron is in the mitzri ve'adomi. He has the chisaron that he's not roy lovey b'kol. Chisaron is in the mitzri ve'adomi, not in the other person. That's the hard part. He's the pasul, not her.
Or in cases like a
choso
or other private pieces. So there's no real chisaron. It's just that there's the only status that she has is that she's not roy lovey. You can't say that she's she has less of a status. Like Mitzvah, maybe has less
of a status. I mean a choso. Is not an Isha Uyulai, of course, and there also it's not a Chisar in her. It's a Chisar in the relationship. Right here? So maybe that's a Raya that it's neutral. It doesn't matter which, on whom is the onus. Right here? Maybe it's far, not quite the same. She has a Shema Chosoi, Mashenkin. By where he's in Mitzvah Adami, she doesn't have any particular chef. But still, I hear it's a good point. Okay, let's see later. So Taisus answers Mishum Shiesh Lehem Heter. One possibility is Sada Isser Olam. And for some reason, the Mishnah only counts Yisuri Olam. It doesn't count Yisuri Kuna. It doesn't count Yisuri Nerev Dairus. Even though, why not? Yinami Lechoshev Lechai Relavim. Another answer, maybe the Mishnah only counts Chayvei Lav and not Chayvei Aseh. Aval Kosha, the listni machzir gushosui vishenissis v'nivola shaloi kadarko. The afagav, the aminu perek asor yuchsin hakal moedim shibol v'le kiddush shayna loike. The kalmokam the Rebbe Kiva domer ain't kiddushin teifsin b'machzir gushosui listni. Okay, this is a little bit complicated case, needs unpacking. Mashal explains a little bit. The din is, there's a lot in the Torah of machzir gushasa, right? Lo yuchal l'bayla harishul l'loshav l'kachta achar eil sheir utamo. It was Megarish's wife. Meanwhile, she went and she married somebody else. And then she gets divorced from the second husband, or the second husband dies. So she's not allowed to remarry the original husband. That's machzir gushasa. So that's chayvei lavin. So let that be in the Mishnah. That somebody was ma'anis. He was married to this lady. Obviously, there was only kiddushin because she has to be. She needs to be a psula. So obviously, he was only married to her. He had kiddushin with her. Then he was mekarasher. Then she went and she married somebody else, and she's still only a psula. And then this first second husband was mekarasher, and now she's machzir gushosa. Let that be in the Mishnah. So what does he have to add this whole thing about the v'nivola shalei mishenisseis v'nivola shalei kedarka? So the Mashal explains that. Because there's really a machlekes in the Gemara in Yevamos. Those who were here for Yevamos man may remember, there's a machlekes in the Gemara in Yevamos. If the iser machzir gushosai is only if the second husband was kainusir or even minay erusin. Because what if she? Because the lashon of Torah is achar yeshu asher hu tamah. So Rav Yosi ben Kippur holds that from the lashon of achar yeshu hu tamah, we learn that the iser machzir gushosai only kicks in if she was nisais to the second, not only was there erison to the second husband, but there was chuppah to the second husband. And Taisus assumes that means there was chuppah with bia, because it says because that's the achrei asher hutamo. Maybe that's mefurish numar. I don't think that's mefurish numar. I think it's Taisus' assumption. So therefore, now Taisus has so Taisus wants to preempt. Taisus asks, let us say machzir gushosai. So you could answer, well, maybe the Mishnah goes like a Yosef and Kippur. So according to Yosef and Kippur, you're not going to have a case because Monoshach, if the second husband only did kiddushin, so she's not machzir gushosai. No, is there? And if the husband was kind of her and lived with her, then she'll be machzik gushosik, but she's not a psula, so there's no knas anyway. So how are you going to have both of these? How are you going to have both of these things? We want to have that she's in the isra machzik gushosik because the second husband lived with her, but on the other hand, she's not. But on the other hand, she's still a psula. So that's why Taisus sets up the case. No, you can have it. Says Taisus, no, I have Einfall. You can have a case. The second husband was kind of her and he lived with her, but it was only via shalei kadaka. So via shalei kadaka lechol dvarim is a bia. It's called a bia mishka veisha. And the Gemara says that the rabbis that all kinds of via shalei kadaka also is a shem bia. So mele it's called achrei yashehu tamah. That's for sure. But on the other hand, psula she still is, because via shalei kadaka does not make her ois psula. So here you can have a case where he has an isra machzir gushosoi, and yet she'll still be a psula. So that's the case. That's how the Moshe explains. That's the case that Taisus is setting up. So the Chayim ask a kasha. I'm sure Pella also. They ask a kasha from the Gemara Kedushin Daf Tes. The Gemara Kedushin Daf Tes says that even though Bia Shalei Kedaka, even according to Tzvi Lemach, does Bia Shalei Kedaka make her a psula, leave her a psula, or make her into a bula? But the Gemara is that Filu Lamanda Amar, that I'm saying the way we're asking, that Bia Shalei Kedaka leaves her a psula, does not make her into a bula, but that's only from somebody else, not from the husband. The Bia Shalei Kedaka from the husband for sure makes her into a bu'ula. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk, from sukkim, bu'ula's baal. Malamish that the baal makes her a bu'ula even with bi'a shalei kadaka. And it's mefurish in that Gemara. You can take a look in the Gemara daf, in Kedushin daf Testament days. It's mefurish in the Gemara that this halacha was said also in Knas. There was no mokum l'chal, maybe Knas is different. The Gemara says mefurish in Knas, that that's the halacha, that if a lady had bi'a shalei kadaka, so l'gabi Knas, she's still a psula. I mean, it's machlek is tanoim, but could be l'gabi Knas, she's still a psula. But only if it was not Al Yadei the Baal. But if it was Al Yadei the Baal, then she's a Bu'ula and she doesn't have Knas. Before Shingwar. So Taisa gets a fair Shingwar. What does Taisa want? She was married. What was the case of here? She was the husband A was Megarasher. She went and she married husband B. And husband B was Kainasir because we wanted to be her basic kid. So husband B was Kainasir and he lived with her. So Taisa, but it was a Bia Shalei Kedaka. So it is a Machzik Rishasa she has, but she's still a Psula because of a Bia Shalei Kedaka. Why is she still a Psula? It's Bu'ula's Baal. The second, the Bia Shalei Kedaka was from her husband. Husband number two, and that for sure makes her. That the Gemara says has a drasha b'ula's baal that the baal makes her b'ula even with b'yishalei kadaka. So she's not a psula. She doesn't have knas. A lot of achayim asked this. Rabbi Kreger asked this. Rabbi Sankiv, the Nadi Yehuda. A lot of achayim asked this. This kasha. So some achayim want to answer. I think the Rabbi Sankiv. That there is a ritual over there in Kiddushin who says that this din of Bula's Baal, that the Baal makes her a Bula Shalei Kedaka, is only where he was Mekadosh Al Yedei Bia. Because Kiddushin, because that's part of what's going on there in the Sugya, is Kiddushin, it's a Sugya about Kiddushin Bia. So where it's Kiddushin Bia as a Chashiva is that it makes her a Bula even with Bia Shalei Kedaka. But if he wasn't Mekadosh Al Yedei Bia, he was Mekadosh in the ordinary way, and they had chuppah, and then later on it happened to be Bia Shalei Kedaka, then there's no difference between the husband and anybody else. That's the Shita Seredva. So Mela, the case over here is not that it was Kiddushei Bia. Maybe Taisus means the case over here wasn't that it was Kiddushei Bia. The case is that there was regular. The case is there was a husband number two was Mekadosh with a nice ring, and it was a chuppah, and then there was a Bia Shalei Kedaka. So in that regard, you don't have this dinner Bula's Baal, and she'll be a regular. That's a regular Bia Shalei Kedaka that does not make her into a Bula. That's the parents of the second. But they point out that it doesn't stim because Taisus later on, I don't remember if I remember the daf, Taisus later on seems to hold the fair is not like that as well. Where's the Taisus later on? But now I don't remember. But yeah, Memchesim and Beis. The last Taisus is Memchesim and Beis. That Taisus Meduik that he holds not like the ritual. That she becomes that Bula's Baal, the Baal Oysois of Bula with Bia Shalei Kedaka, it doesn't matter if it's Kiddush Bia, it was 10 years later, as Isaiah does. So then we're back to square one. So the Nadi Yehuda says that he thinks that you have to be Magi and Taisus. That Taisus, it's two different kashas in Taisus. That we have to read the Taisus The listening machzik u'shasi mishinisseis. Maybe not even to make a year, just to punctuate it. The listening machzik u'shasi mishinisseis. Kama v'nivelo shleikadarka. Meaning as follows. Tais is asking two different questions. Tais is asking number one. Tais is machzik u'shasi. Not Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, no fancy stuff. No Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. Regular machzik u'shasi that she went and she married somebody else. And he says mishinisseis. He has to add mishinisseis la'davka. Because if you're not going, not Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. The regular machzik u'shasi that she went and she had kiddushin to somebody else, and he didn't touch her, and then he was megarish her, and now she's if you hold not like a bais in the kippur, that's a machzik u'shasi, and she's a psula. And then Tais has a second question. Let us say a case of nivela shalei kedarka, meaning that she was a soita. They say it's a soita. Soita is also a lav in the Torah. Torah said that a fellow had a wife, whom he was never kindness. He was megarish her wife. And then she was mezana with Bishalei Kedarka. So she's also came with an Issa Saita, and she's still Upsula. I think you point out the Mishlu Melech Maisa asked that it's not Makash and Taisus. Why didn't Taisus ask that? Let it say Saita.
And then they get divorced. They get divorced.
What? And then they got divorced. Right. Then they got divorced, and then he was Ma'anasa. So she's also Tamas Issa Saita. That's it. It's entire Saita Labaila. And, that's a sugya vamos where we know the lap of Saita Labaila. But Akapanim, there's a lap in this entire Saita Labaila. And maybe from that pasuk of Akhay Shachama. And that's actually asking two questions. That's the design for. Master Gushosai Mishanises, Kama, Vinivala Shleika. It's a whole different case of Saita Labaila. It's a little bit difficult because then Taisis goes. Because the Va'afal Gav, the Hemshech of Taisis, is going back to Machzik Rishosai. Va'afal Gav, the Amin of Perakasar Yuchsin, Akal Maid Mishim Bol, Kiddush, Ein Eloike. You know, that Hemshech of Taisis is talking about Machzik Rishosai. So Taisis was like, had Kasha Machzik Rishosai, then Saita, and then he goes back to elaborate on the Kasha Machzik Rishosai. If you know the review, that's a little bit tough. Anyways, then Taisis says, Va'afal Gav, let's just read that part. Va'afal Gav, the Amin of Perakasar Yuchsin, Akal Maid Mishim Bol, Kiddush, She'ein Eloike. Taisis is saying that maybe this kasha is not shver, because the yisur machzik u'shasai is only since the lashon of the Torah is la'yuchel bayla rishon lashov l'kachta. So the yisur machzik u'shasai is only if he's al yedei kiddushin. If after she married husband B and husband B was divorced her, and now husband A comes back and he's mekadosher and he lives with her, then he has a lot of machzik u'shasai. But if husband A just has a fling, but there's no kiddushin, so then there's no lav, doesn't violate the lav of machzir gushosai. So therefore, what Chayes is asking? Chayes is asking, therefore, she could still, that the case of machzir gushosai, she'll still be an isha ru'ila, because she's not also bebiyatim. That's what he means. He's suggesting an answer to the question, a way out. It doesn't say machzir gushosai, because machzir gushosai is an isha ru'ila, because she's not also, she's not makadosh, she's not also to. I thought this is not so pashut. If you learn that Isha Ruyula, we said Taisus Shita is, Rabbeinu Chananel and Daf Lamed, that Isha Ruyula means just that right now she has to be, when he's Ma'anister, she has to be Ruyula. You know, Ruyula to live with him. Isha Ruyula means she has to be Roy, that she be Mekayim with her, B'lai Siyala Isha. So what do I care if Master Gushosli is only with the only Ali Dei Kiddushin? But is she Ruyula that he should be Mekayim, B'lai Siyala Isha? No. Because for B'lai Siyala Isha, she's going to have to be Mekadashim, and it will violate the law of Master Gushosli. So she's still not Isha Ruyula. So it bothered me a little bit. This line of Tosfos L'chor is not like Rabbeinu Chananel. Tosfos in Daf Lamed, it sounds like he's masking to Rabbeinu Chananel. Maybe we'll say now he's going not like Rabbeinu Chananel. The Maaseh doesn't. I mean, and Daf Lamed Tosfos doesn't say, you know, I agree with Rabbeinu Chananel. He quotes Rashi, he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Maybe he's not so 100% on Rabbeinu Chananel. You know, maybe he's not machril like Rabbeinu Chananel. So now he's asking, and the tzad that will say not like Rabbeinu Chananel. Again, what are you saying?
It seems to really more as a nida. Even in the land of Ainu Uyolo, nida is still considered Or the kaimu. Because the law of Mishas Maisa doesn't make a difference. The difference is whether they can make a marriage. So here you have the svara in inverse that there's no law of Mishas Maisa, but you can't make the marriage. But we've seen
it's even the.
So even the Rashi, it shouldn't make a difference that Mishas Maisa. Mishas Maisa, there's no law because still Mishas Maisa, you can't.
Okay. I mean, it's not Mukh. Fi Rashi. You're saying it's Sher even Rashi. Even Rashi, Anita's called Isha Uyulai, even though he's also with Bia, but she's still Uyulai to be his wife. You see that even according to Rashi, the Shem Isha Shein Uyulai is that she's not Uyulai to be his wife. So over here, L'chair, she's still not Uyulai to be his wife. It was the definition of Isha Uyulai, you see from Nida. Nida's not an impediment to Isha Uyulai. I mean, Anita's called Isha Uyulai, I can't be by her. But she's ruuyah to be his wife, so she's be'etzem ruuyah. She's saying here, by machzik v'shosai, she's be'etzem ain't a ruuyah. That's not going to do with Tyson's case. That's not Tyson's kasha. Tyson's kasha is unique. There's no issue with that kilushin. There's no issue with that beer. That's myself all going to be a problem. You know, why is all the women are also all the women are not Isha Ruyulai? Why can't they be Makadashi with that beer? Be Makayim Alaysi Elisha. Why is Isha Ruyulai has to be Ruyulai to be his wife fully? I hear. I don't know. Taka Ori, so he's saying it's worse than I thought. I said it's only Kasha Rabbeinu Chananel. You're saying it's Kasha even with Firashi. Even with Firashi, that it's Tam and Teres Hakosu, that she has to be Isha Uyuloi. But Isha Uyuloi does not mean Uyuloi for Bia. For Araya, Anita is called Isha Uyuloi. Isha Uyuloi means Uyuloi to be married to. It's a Teres Hakosu, but the Teres Hakosu is, she has to be Uyuloi to be married to. So what does Tosis want with Bolivar like Kiddush? But she's not Isha Uyuloi. Any of that. I don't know. So anyway, Tosis finishes off. We come back and we have Kiva Domer, Ain't you Kiddush and Tosis and Machzik Rishasi listening? According to Rabbi Kiva, there's no Kiddush and Mechayv Elavin. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you can't say that Machzik Rishasi is only Aliyadei Kiddushin. Kiddushin are Tosis and Chayv Elavin. So Rabbi Kiva certainly has to hold the Yisra Machzik Rishasi even without Kiddushin. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you should have a case of Machzik Rishasi. Find another Kasha. I'd have a Motz Lemisni Yavam Elashuk. In this bracket, it doesn't belong. But you should have a ton of Ishaya. But here, Hachad Honey was safe of the Elu Shem Lim Knas, the Shayach made the Kochi, Kashkan Perkim is Vechim Kaddish, Tony the Elu, Psulu, Psulu Makadish, the Elu Shem Sulu Makadish, and Shayah Bereshu was safe. Vaki Shayah Medochal, Hoshe Velu Psulu Kol. Okay, it's fine. Let's see right there. Time is it? I think we're going to stop here because I have to go. I want to talk about next time the Tosis of Alayshus Achiv, and especially the last half of Tosis. The issue of you'll see for yourself the last half of the Tosis of Alayshus Achiv. There's a lot to work through over there. Maya Makaymis. Well, you should see the Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth parak. The first Mishnah of the fourth parak. And you should see the Ran on that Mishnah. The start is the Ran on that Mishnah. Yeah, the Dibur Maskel is the Angel Atzma. And maybe I'll send some other Marimah premises. That's certainly the start. Okay.